Beach.
Yeah, several different kinds.
Yeah.
Got any magnolias?
Yeah, well, they're very scattered. They growed in the swamp. And it's about cut all of them. But all got some cedar out there. We have a few cedars. My wife put that out there. Put that out when there's a little bitty thing.
Is that tree with the white flowers and the green shiny leaves, that's a... Is that a magnolia?
Well, yeah, magnolia makes a bloom like that, and then there's a thing that we call them a cowcumber, make great big old leaves. They grow down on the branches and around, they're not none of them really right around here. Make a bowl. And the squirrels and things will eat that little seed out of that bowl and ain't nothing else to eat much. Not to worry nothing in the woods for squirrels and nothing like that to eat. Just cut all the timber, all the oaks. Destroy everything for wildlife.
What kind of squirrels do y'all have around here?
Cat squirrel. Once in a while there's a fox squirrel. That's the yellow looking.
Is he bigger than a cat squirrel?
Yeah, he's a little bigger than a cat squirrel.
Cat squirrel kind of gray color?
Yeah, a little. I'd just soon eat a house cat and be done with it.
I don't have any squirrels. I don't know what to say.
Oh, there's a lot of people. Give them a dime for a shell and use three or four of them to kill one little bitty old squirrel and have him shot all to pieces. And he'd make out like, oh, what they had to eat. I can't, no, not me.
You have these little things, they look a little like a squirrel, but they stay on the ground mostly?
Ground squirrels? Yeah, there's some of them. They're mighty scared.
When was the last time you saw a flying squirrel?
Well, I hadn't seen a flying squirrel in several years. He'd get out off a tree, you know, and he'd pick y'all catch way out, John.
That's fun to watch. I meant to ask you when we were talking about bushes and trees. Do y'all have a bush around here with these red colored berries? Something called a sumac or shoemaker?
Shoemaker, yeah. Yeah, they're pouring. They'll get that juice on you and make a sore on you. Shoemaker. There ain't very many of them around. And there's a holly. Holly bush that the leaves are sticky. There's stickers on them. They make a red berry, but they're scarce. There's not many of them.
Have you ever gotten into this stuff that makes your skin break out and itch, you know?
Poison oak? Well, I had never did take no effect on me. But I could be working out there, and my wife come bring me a jar of water or something or out there and just walk out there where I was, and it'd break out on her arm.
Is that right?
Some of it all down there.
Uh-huh.
Now, I could just take on them old vines in the woods, snatch it off a log, throw it out of my way and around, and pull it off a tree. It never did take on me, but some people just couldn't get on. She'd walk out there if I happened to be plying or something out there and maybe couldn't leave the mule. She'd decide I wanted a drink of water. She'd get a fruit jar or something and bring me some cool water, some ice in it maybe, and just walk out there where I was. Or maybe then time I come to the house to dinner, she'd be scratching her arm. I'd say, you just gonna have to stay out of there. Don't go down there. Well, I know you wanted some water.
Yeah. Is that anything like poison ivy? Or is that...
Yeah, I think it's something like the same thing. I reckon it is.
But as far as you're concerned, there are two different things?
Yeah, but as I know. Now, there's a little bush grows down on the branches that blooms out in the spring of the year that they call poison ivy, call it ivy.